Well, you didn't sign that statement. Then you broke into my house and made me an awesome dinner. The least I can do is give you a good proper fuck as a thank you, I purr seductively. Is that normally how you thank people? She simpers at me. No, but you're the one who said I'm the best fuck you ever had. I leer right back as I continue tracing my growing cock in my pants. She watches, and I know she wants it. However, she doesn't move or say one word. She wants me to take her. She wants to be ravaged. She wants my 21-year-old body and stamina. I know what she wants. I get up and cross over to her. My hands slide around her waist, and I allow my lips to linger over hers. She expects me to kiss her, but I don't. I scoop her off her feet with ease. She gives me a shocked yet turned-on expression. I smirk and carry her to my bedroom. I lay her on my bed and descend my body down next to her. Her eyes look on me with marvel for a moment. She's still hesitating. Was I going to have to make the first move here? But then I feel her fingers intertwining into my hair. Her face draws to mine with a tilt. Her lips touch mine. A rush of heat shoots through my body. I take note of how soft and warm she is. Her tongue slowly caresses mine as my hands get lost in her mane of hair. Her hand slides up my shirt and up my side. I use my weight and roll over on top of her. My cock grows at her thigh. I stretch her hands above her head and pin them down on the bed. My lips come crashing down on hers. I inhale the sweet scent of her perfume. I can see her eyes closed and a smile on her face. I hear the moans that escape from her throat. My lips kiss across the edge of her bra as I nip at her nipples through the material. She writhes beneath me. I release her hands to work mine behind her back and unclasp her bra. She takes this moment and inches out of her skirt. She starts to push down my pants. My smile cocks sideways as my lips kiss a little pink bow on her black panties. I give a playful growl and tug at it with my teeth.